And welcome to American Fat Ass Podcast. This is Jim, and with me as always is Nick, and we've got a lot to get through, so we'll go ahead and get rolling. First thing I want to do is right off the bat, I'd like to discuss the hellish time we've had trying to put together a series of shows for people to listen to and giggle to. And, you know, our content has been great. Just getting to the point where we can finally record every single show, we've had some kind of problem. First show, fucking tornadoes.
Fucking tornadoes.
Second show, the mic and everything just went to shit. Third show, again, with the mics.
Yep.
Last show, mics.
Yep.
But we let it go because it was just that good of a show. And now,
even with you eating a bucket of cum.
Yeah. And now, yesterday, your power goes out. And typically, power goes out, you know, 40 minutes, an hour, comes back on. No, it goes out like all fucking night.
Yep, not here in fucking Florida. And I will say that when the power goes out, no AC. Dude, it was like fucking 80 degrees last night.
Oh, that sucks.
Fat guys do not like 80 degree weather. My balls were dripping wet the whole night, and it wasn't from the good fun stuff.
Oh, man, that's never a good sign. But hopefully, you know, here on out, we'll have the Lord on our side.
I'm thinking God hates us, to be honest with you.
Well, he could suck a fat cock. All right.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. You hear that, God? Suck a fat cock, God. Fuck you, God.
All right.
You realize we just offended like so many fucking people.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck them. They can suck a cock, too. All right.
So let's
get going.
Let's jump right in. So Valentine's Day is coming up later on this week. Do you have any big plans?
I have no plans whatsoever.
Yeah. Do you and your wife usually go out on Valentine's Day, or do you just avoid that day?
It's not really that we avoid it. I don't know. We've been together, Jesus. I think we've been together for about 13, 14 years now. We've been married since 2006.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've been together for a little while. It's not that the romance is gone, but we don't need Valentine's Day as a day, like, you know, to try to prove our love to each other or other people, for that matter.
Yeah.
It's just, it seems, I hate to be that person that says it's commercialized, but it really does seem commercialized now. You're almost expected to go spend a shit ton of money on flowers and candy and go out to dinner. I remember, was it Valentine's Day? I think it was Valentine's Day. My wife and I, a couple years ago, we decided that we're going to splurge. We're going to go to this place called The Melting Pot.
Yeah.
It's a little place down here that is like a fondue place. You go in there and they give you a fucking pot of oil and you sit there and cook your food yourself.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever. It was a novel idea. We spent a meal for the two of us plus dessert. We spent like $120 or $30.
Nice.
For the fucking two of us to eat. You know how pissed off I was?
Yeah,
fucking
sure.
Cooking my own food at the table. I mean, the food wasn't even good.
Yeah.
Like, we got this thing that came with, like, steak, chicken, potatoes. We put the fucking potato in that oil for, like, 45 minutes. The potato was still rock fucking hard.
Wow.
It was just, it was pointless. So, I mean, I think we're actually both off this Valentine's Day at nighttime. I think I'm off past like 5 and she's off past 3 or whatever. And I don't think we're going to do anything. We might just stay home, maybe cook a nice dinner here and watch a movie. It's going to be the gist of it.
Yeah, my wife and I are the same way. We've been together about the same time as you and your wife. Got married right around the same time. And it's, you know, we don't need Valentine's Day to celebrate our love. We realize that, you know, it's a holiday that was created by the Greek greeting card folks. Just another reason to sell cards and flowers and all this other bullshit that, you know, really signifies nothing. But
it really
does.
Yeah,
but we don't celebrate. In fact, we avoid going out on that day just because dealing with the crowds just makes you want to pull your hair out. And by the end of the night, you end up hating each other because you're bickering about, you're starving, you know, and you have to wait 2 hours right to get a table. And by the end, you're like, fuck you. No, fuck you. No, fuck you. And then you don't get any sex. You know, you come home and the kids are bouncing off the walls because the babysitter's giving them sugar all night just to shut them up. And, right. you know, it just it doesn't work for us to celebrate Valentine's Day on that day. I mean, I will go out and I'll buy her, you know, I'll get her a box of chocolates or whatever, you know, chocolate covered strawberries she wants this year. So I'll go ahead and do that for her. But as far as like going out and like going to dinner and all that kind of stuff, I don't get into all that. I don't do cards. We're both allergic to flowers, which is great for me because I don't have to get sucked into that bullshit.
Fuck, why did I think of that, man? I could've been telling my wife I'm allergic to flowers all these years.
Yeah. Yeah, all you've got to do is basically just sniffle whenever you bring them home, you know?
I'm trying that, man. I'm going to be like, I'm allergic to flowers and expensive dinners. I guess we're fucked.
Yeah, man.
Fucking allergic to flowers. Yeah. Damn it, I can't believe I missed that on that.
It pisses me off when I see all these girls making a big deal about, oh, I'm alone on Valentine's Day, or, oh, you know, nobody loves me on Valentine's. It's like, shut the fuck. Like,
bitch, nobody loves you any other day. You don't see, like, you're not crying about those, like, days.
Like, just because you're alone on the 14th day in February doesn't mean that nobody loves you. It doesn't, you know, you've got family or whatever, but like, these girls just need to calm down about it. So you're alone on Valentine's Day. Whatever. It's just a day. Like, you're going to be alone tomorrow. You're alone the day before.
You're probably going to die alone. I mean, deal with it.
Yeah. Deal with it, bitch.
Wow, you're really fucking bringing this podcast down right now. We're telling all of our four listeners that you're all going to die alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God, man. No, I hear you. I just had a conversation with a couple of coworkers today, and they were all talking about how depressed they are because they're spending Valentine's Day alone and they don't have anybody to be with. And I'm like, who fucking cares, dude? It's another day. It's a day that some jackass decided to slap a name to and force you to go out and do shit you really don't want to do anyway.
Right.
Who gives a fuck? And you know what? I don't want to, you know, if you want to celebrate Valentine's Day, by all means, you know, have your fun, do what you got to do. But honestly, people, why do you fucking feel like you need a day to, you know, express how you feel about somebody? Why is there has to be like one special day to do that shit? If you love the person you're with, you should be expressing it every other day to begin with, and you don't need a fucking special day to be like, hey, tell this person you love them. I can't stand that, man.
Right. Yeah. All right. Any douchebag that happens to be listening to this now, if you just tell your wife or girlfriend that you love her when you leave the house, Valentine's Day will not be a big deal, right? You don't have to go out and do the dinner because it's Valentine's Day and that's what guys do. No. Like, just don't be a douchebag. Give your wife or girlfriend a kiss. Say that you love them before you leave the house. And Valentine's Day is just another day. Wives don't even care as long as you're showing that you love them throughout the year.
I completely agree with that. You know, I still tell my wife to this day that when we get off the phone, you know, I say I love you before we get off the phone.
Yep.
You know, you got to throw it out. Like you said, don't be a douchebag. Tell the person you're with that you love them. You know, make sure that they know it every day, not just on fucking calendar days that tell you to do so.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Right. It's just crazy. I don't know.
Now, in those terms, I am all about trying to show a little extra love and affection so you get laid that night. That's understandable. So, I mean, if by all means, if you want to throw out a couple extra I love yous that day just so you can get her in bed, then by all means. I mean, that's just common sense.
See, on Valentine's Day, I don't do – I just – if I
– Oh, I'm not even talking about Valentine's Day. I'm just talking, you know, like tomorrow. Maybe I'll sit there and be like, oh, I love you so much today. You're the queen of my world. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. You want to go into the bedroom? You know, that's what I'm talking about. And by the way, I'm just going to throw it out. That shit has never worked for me.
You know why? No bow tie on the cock.
Oh, very true. I still got to go buy one of those.
I really do have to buy one of those. The cock bow tie. Yeah.
The fucking cock bow tie. Perfect. I love it.
Yeah, man. Oh, so what else? So what do you have going on?
So, you know, I wrote down notes today for the show. I really wanted to prepare for it. And it literally ended up being a list of people I don't like.
Perfect.
It's just the whole friggin' thing. It cracks me up. First of all, I want to talk about this girl I work with who I guess you can call her a friend. I mean, she's more than a coworker. We talk a lot.
Yep.
Her name is Fiona.
Okay.
That son of a bitch tried ruining Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom for me.
How?
Well, she's what you call a brown person. She is, I believe, Indian descent. The dot, not the, you know, feather.
Yeah.
Right? So we started talking about Indiana Jones. I don't remember what brought it up, but we started talking about it, and she says that she hates that movie, and she didn't use these exact words, but mm-hmm. she basically called it racist because it made her people look bad.
Okay.
And I was like, who gives a shit? It's a fucking movie. It's Indiana Jones, goddamn. It's the greatest, one of the greatest movies ever. I love Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
And because they were talking about Kali Ma, and you know, you shouldn't offend her. She's a goddess, and bad things happen. She told me a story about how, I guess, in her religion or her culture or whatever you want to call it, they pray to all these different gods, and Kali Ma is one of them.
Okay,
and that I guess one of her, I think she said her mother's friend had prayed to Kali Ma to bring her a baby. She wanted to be pregnant. I guess she did it in a wrong way, and the baby was born with, like, defects. Okay. She was, like, all deformed.
Right.
She goes, you can't mess with these people. You can't mess with Kali Ma and the other gods. Meanwhile, I'm thinking, well, maybe the fucking woman just smoked a little pot while she was, you know, pregnant or whatever. I mean, right. Who knows? Well, whatever. Don't fuck with my movies. They're fucking entertainment. It's not real. Don't fuck with them. I hate that right. shit.
I mean, first off, let's go back to this whole religion thing, all
right? Right.
All right. If you want to have faith in a God, great. You know, judging by how we opened the show, I really don't. I have a hard time putting faith in something that I can't see. It doesn't talk to me. Like,
right.
there's nobody there. It was on my Facebook timeline earlier this week. On the fourth day, God made sun. Well, how did you get through 3 days without a sun?
A flashlight.
Well, all right. But no, you need the sun to have a day because the sun has to come and go, right? So.
You know what? I want to argue that, but I can't argue right now, so I'll agree with you.
Right. So, all right. So if you're going to have faith, that's fine. If it makes you happy, believe in it, you know? I don't believe in it, so don't force it on me. You know, obviously these Hollywood types that made the movie didn't really believe in it enough not to put it in. And obviously it didn't hurt Harrison Ford.
Thank you.
So.
All I'm saying is don't fucking ruin my movies. It's a fucking movie, man.
Right.
And then I tried telling her that, you know, there's plenty of movies that make white people look bad, but then I couldn't really think of anything, so I was like, fuck you. Just
Dude,
don't ruin my movie.
White Man Can't Jump. It's in the title.
Motherfucker, but he dunked at the end of the movie, so he redeemed himself. Oh, he proved he could jump.
Man.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I'm totally thinking about it. I haven't seen that movie in like 15 years, and I really want to watch it. Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson. Oh, and actually, that was the first movie I got to see. What is that girl's name? Rosie Perez.
Rosie Perez,
it's
yeah.
the first movie I got to see her tits in.
Yeah.
And those things were way bigger than I thought they were.
Right. I don't think they looked as good since.
God, no.
Like, every time after that movie, you saw her boobs, they just progressively got worse. Like, she aged so fast.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
in White Men Can't Jump, she was hot. She was, like, I don't know, 20. In her next movie, she was, like, 22, but she looked like she was 40.
Yep. And also, I've noticed that my tolerance of her voice goes down with the uglier she gets.
Right.
Because I could tolerate her when those tits were nice. But now they're not nice. I'm like, please, shut the fuck up. I can't understand a word you're saying anymore.
And I think, generally speaking, that goes for most people, men and women. Right? Like, all right, when I worked for a cell phone provider, and I was in a retail store, and when I would help somebody with their bill or whatever, if they were ugly, I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to hear their problems. I just wanted to fix their bill, get them out of, like, go down to a trough and just dig in somewhere. But if they were hot, it's like, oh, I can sympathize with them, you know? Male or female, like, it didn't matter to me. And I'm an ugly, fat fuck. But I can't stand to be around other ugly fat fucks. It drives me crazy.
I'm the same fucking way. I know for a fact I am not a great looking guy. There's no fucking beautiful women knocking down my door to get a piece of me. But I kid you not, when you put me in a room with other ugly people, I'm like, these fucking people, get them the fuck away from me. Right. What the fuck am I doing with these people?
Right. Like, if I was in a lineup with other ugly dudes because they were choosing the ugliest dude in the state, let's say.
Right.
I would be like, what the fuck am I? Oh, yeah, I'm ugly too. Fuck.
Although, I'll be honest, I love being in a room with, like, other ugly people or, like, you know, other fat people. This way I can, you know, feel a little better about myself.
Right. Like, I might be ugly and fat as shit, but at least I'm not that guy.
Exactly. And I will be the first one to start talking shit about all of them.
Oh, yeah. Like,
look at this fucking guy. His fucking shirt's all untucked. He's got a mustard stain over there. What the fuck, man? You believe this fucking guy? I'm going to be all over that shit.
What sucks, though, is when you realize that you might be the ugliest person in that room. Because, like if I'm out, like, let's say I'm over at a friend's house and it's game night and there's, I don't know, 10 or 12 people there were playing poker, and I'm looking around and I, like, turn to my wife, I'm like, look at that guy's fucking shoes. Like, if you have to if you have to complain about a dude's shoes, you're the ugly bitch in the room.
Oh, fuck, man, you just crashed my whole world around me. Fuck, that means I've been the ugly guy a few times. Fuck
yeah. Well,
it
happens to us all.
Oh, that's sad. That's so sad. Yeah, fuck, man. Me. You keep bringing this podcast in. That's supposed to be fun and upbeat. You keep fucking me over.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I want to get through a couple of these fucking people I hate.
Yep.
Okay. I'm walking out to my car today after work. Mm-hmm. And there's, right before I get to my car, a truck parks right next to mine on the driver's side.
Yep.
I see the passenger open up the car door, not all the way, just like a little bit. Like, they're getting ready to get out, but haven't quite gotten out yet.
Yep.
So I walk over, and now, so you understand it, it's a kind of parking lot where all the cars are parked on, like, an angle.
Yep.
So I go up. I open up my car door. I got it open up all the way. I'm taking off my my work shirt, getting my phone out of my pocket, and just throwing stuff into my car, getting ready to get out of there. Well, as I'm taking off my shirt, the passenger in the truck next to me decides to get out of the car all the way now. So I'm thinking, okay, whatever. They're going to walk around. Everything's going to be fine. She literally stands on the opposite side of my open car door, just sitting there staring at me the whole time, waiting for me to, like, hurry up, get in my car, and close my door so she can walk past. Meanwhile, there is a whole shit ton of room for her to either walk around my car or walk in between my open door and the fucking the car she got out of.
Right.
No, she fucking stands there and just fucking won't move until I close my fucking door. Oh, and Jesus. I fucking hate those people.
Yeah. They expect you to move for them.
Right.
Like, no, come on. Go around.
Thank you. You can fucking go around. It really pissed me off. And I get that shit all the time. Like, you're in a grocery store or a mall or whatever, and you got two people that are walking down the same kind of pathway, and they meet. And it's like, nobody wants to be the one to be like, okay, well, I'll go this way. And you're at a fucking impasse.
Right.
And it's like, are you fucking serious? Just fucking move. Go around me. You're going to fucking sit there and give me a hard time? I can't tell you how many times I've been, like, mean mugged because I'll be sitting there trying to grab something off the shelf to put into, like, a shopping cart, and mm-hmm. somebody will literally be there at the end of my shopping cart just staring at me to move.
Yeah.
I'm like, the fuck? I can't grab something off the shelf? Fuck you.
I mean, when I come to a complete stop, like, let's say I'm cart to cart with somebody and I'm food shopping, like, and they won't move, I literally say to them, you go left, I'll go left, and we'll be able to get past this. It's fine. Don't worry. Like, I know,
fucking shame, man.
I know what to do in this case. Like, don't worry about
it's
it.
So sad.
Like, they just panic. Like, oh no, I'm face to face with a fat guy. What do I do? Like, dude, just go left. You go left.
Don't.
I'll go left.
Don't look at him in his eyes. Right. Don't stare at him directly in the eyes.
Play dead. Play dead. Yes. Hide your honey.
Quick, throw him a snack. Distract him.
Where's that London broil that we got out of the meat section?
Oh, God, man. It's the same assholes that you pull down like a lane in a parking lot and you're going the right way. And this motherfucker comes in and he's going the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And you guys meet and he expects you to like go in reverse and back up the entire way again.
Right.
It's like, motherfucker, you're in the wrong.
Right.
Fucking move your goddamn car. Stop honking your horn at me. I'm going the right fucking way.
Right.
Bastards. Oh, I hate those pricks. I hate those pricks so much.
And that's what we've come to now. It's me first. You know, it's always you're me right. first. And it just sucks. And oh my God. Like, no. Just be a human.
Thank you. And
you know, if you're standing between the two cars and this lady wants to go out, you know, the most convenient way, sorry. She drug her ass to get out of the car and she waited too long and, you know, you were doing your shit.
And you know what killed me was that I think there was three other people that got out of the car, the same truck she got out of. Mm-hmm. And they're literally at the back of my car waiting for her. And I'm just like, it's like, what the fuck is the matter with you? Why can't you just go around the front? I'm telling you, there was plenty of space between the edge of my door and the truck that they got out of for her to easily fit in between the two of them.
Yeah.
You know, another thing, even though I probably would have looked at her and gave her a fucking nasty look and maybe even called her a bitch at that point, if it was that important to her to stand there, why couldn't she like say, oh, excuse me, would you mind if I got through here real quick? Nothing. Just to fucking sit there and stare at me and wait for me to get in my car so she can, like, walk past me in a huff.
Well, they can't say anything. They don't want to talk to you. I mean, it's beneath them.
I'm not talking to that fat guy.
No, it's beneath them to talk to you. They're not going to say words to your face. The hell do you... Who do you think they are? They're not regular people that actually say things. Like, no.
Can you just imagine a conversation like she meets up with the other group of people and they're walking into the store and she's like, oh my God, I can't believe you almost had to talk to that thing.
Right.
Oh, bullshit. All right. Who else I hate today? I hate posers.
Yeah.
I can't stand posers, man. Yeah. I work with this kid. Great kid. Actually pretty good friends with him. His name is Blake.
Yeah.
Him and I have a great time at work. We're always talking and joking around. When he wears a tie, he wears it to like, I don't know, like maybe to his belly button.
Okay.
Like, there's a good like 3 inches between the end of his tie and his belt buckle.
Right.
And that bothers me. Like, it's just not the way it should be. A tie should go down to, it should touch the top of your belt buckle. I mean, that's just the way a tie should be.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's always said that, oh, well, he doesn't like doing it the way, you know, society wants him to do it, and he's going to go against it all. And I'm like, oh, so you're a poser then? He's like, what do you mean? He goes, I'm not a poser. I'm like, no, you're a poser. He goes, no. I'm a leader. I'm not a follower.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, but you're trying too hard. You're not right. Just actually going against the system. Right. You're thinking to yourself, well, what can I do to go against the system? That makes you a fucking poser.
Yeah, there's a great quote that I learned when I was in sales, and you know, quotes were what basically kept us alive, because otherwise you just shoot yourself
right.
Just going to work daily. There was this one quote that I thought that was actually pretty cool, and it says, if you're leading and nobody's following, you're just walking.
Ah, that is a good one. I like
right?
that.
Right? And basically, it sounds like that's what's going on. Like, all right, if you're going to revolt against the system, changing your tie style is not the way to go.
No, definitely not the way to go.
Like, you're not going to get tons of people to follow you by saying, you know what? I'm tired of these fucking ties. I don't want them to go down to my belt buckle anymore. Fuck that. I'm tying it 3 inches short. Who's with me? No.
Yeah, I'm going to go on Twitter. Hashtag short tie.
No. It's not going to work.
No, definitely not going to work.
No.
And like I said, I respect the kid. I have a lot of fun talking to him. But this was one thing I just couldn't get behind. And I was like, dude, you're just being a poser. You're completely being a poser. Just fucking own it. Live with it. It is what it is.
Every time I see a dude with a short tie, which happens quite often, because nobody really knows the length. Or sometimes you're tired of retying the tie so often because you're not getting the length right or the knot right. But anytime I see a dude with a short tie, I expect to see a propeller cap, you know, like a beanie. Just brrr, like, that's what I and. You know what else pisses me off about men's dress clothes? Short sleeve dress shirts.
You don't like short sleeve dress shirts?
No. If you're going to wear a jacket and it's warm out, fine. But if you're just going to work and like you got a short sleeve dress shirt and a tie, it's not cool. No. If you wear a long sleeve shirt and you roll up the sleeves, that's badass. But if you just wear a short sleeve dress shirt, it just looks silly to me.
Now, what's kind of funny about that is I've worn quite a few short sleeve dress shirts. Just gonna throw it out there.
Did you wear a tie?
Yep.
Ah, I hate you. I hate you.
Is this the end of our podcast? Is this what's happening? Oh, shit. American Fat Ass Podcast is now ended because of Nick's preference on ties. Fucking short sleeve shirts.
No, I can't do the short sleeve dress shirt. I just can't. I can't.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, though. Are you fine with, say, a long sleeve dress shirt, but then you undo the button at the cuff and then roll them up to make it a short sleeve?
No, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
That's what? No, fuck you. You can't have it both ways. So it's okay if I modified a shirt to make it into a short sleeve shirt, but I can't wear a short sleeve shirt.
No.
That's bullshit. That's complete bullshit.
I mean, the dress shirt that's long, that's rolled up, that's like Michael Douglas in that movie where he's kicking the shit out of people because he's pissed off or whatever. What the hell is that movie called?
Shit, what the hell is that called? Fallen something.
Falling Down, yeah. Yeah.
Falling Down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I fucking love that movie.
That's badass. What a great movie that is, right, man. Right, but his dress shirt's like rolled up. I don't think it is.
No, didn't he have a short sleeve dress shirt?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
I'm gonna Google it right now. Oh, I'm pretty sure he had a short sleeve dress shirt.
I might have pinned myself into a corner here.
Okay, Falling Down. I really fucking hope he has a short. He does. He has a fucking short sleeve dress shirt. Yes.
No. Well, Michael Douglas is a pussy.
Well, fuck you. And I would like to say that his tie touches his belt buckle. Just throw that out there, too. So fuck you, Blake. You should touch your belt buckle. Oh, I'm so happy he's got a short sleeve dress shirt. Oh, yeah. I feel so vindicated right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right.
What else do we have? Else? You know what? Let's talk about this. Because this is another part of the people that I don't like, and it kind of leads into something else we have.
Yeah.
It's not even that I don't like them. I get semi-annoyed at when people see shit on Facebook that is obviously completely fake, but they 100% believe in it. My wife, I love her to death. She's one of the greatest people I will ever know in my lifetime. She is one of these people. She will come up to me all the time with these crazy fucking stories that she read on Facebook, and she will swear on everything that it's true.
Yeah.
The most recent one was this crazy story that I believe came out of The Onion, but it was making it seem, I believe, like it was a Fox News report, I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Which you remember from previous podcasts, you can't believe anything fucking Fox News has for you.
No.
But, you know what? I'm not even going to tell you what the video was. Let's just play the clip here, and we'll go from there.
All right. Let me
just get ready for you here.
A policing procedure in New York continues to draw controversy this week as thousands took to the streets to protest the NYPD's Stop and Kiss program. The policy, which allows officers to kiss anyone who they think looks suspicious, has been the subject of criticism from those who say it's a violation of privacy and a potential breach of constitutional rights. New Yorkers who have been stopped often say the encounters feel extremely intrusive.
Going through my pockets, throwing my stuff on the ground, kissing me on my neck and face. They push me up against the wall and start nibbling on my ear. It's humiliating.
It's something you learn to live with at this point. Every time I go out and I see a cop, I'm ready for him to come up, ask me questions, and give me a little kiss, just because, you know, the color of my skin. I mean, you don't see them kissing any pretty white ladies out here.
All right. I mean, come on. This is obviously horrendously fake.
Right.
And, well, I'll post a video on our website so people can see it. But this video, it's literally NYPD cops walking up to people, searching them, and then kissing them on the lips. It's so ridiculous. But I had to sit there and spend a good 15, 20 minutes convincing her that this was not fucking true.
Right. Well, I will say that The Onion does really do a good job on their production. You know, so it does look real. Like, it looks like a real news story. You know, they get witnesses, quote unquote, that, you know, live through the experience. And of course, they're acting and it's all in fun and games. And it's a really funny clip. Like, the whole clip is just funny and video just adds so much to it.
Yeah, but we only played 45 seconds of the clip. You have to, I implore you to go and watch the entire video.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny and it's supposed to be funny. But the fact that anybody believes that that's real is a little bit crazy.
It's fucking downright ludicrous. it blew my mind. So, oh my God, just the way that she came at me with it was like so convincing. Like, you could see it in her eyes. Like, she was ready to start a petition against this. It was crazy. And I'm reading it and I'm listening to the video, and 2 seconds into the video, I'm like, babe, this isn't real. And she goes, no, it's all over the web right now. Everybody's talking about it. I'm like, it ain't fucking real. I'm telling you right now. It ain't real.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was crazy. But those people drive me nuts.
Yeah. Earlier today, my wife brought up to me, do you know the game Flappy Bird? Do you have it?
I do not, sir. But okay. We are going to be talking about that a little later.
All right. Well, all right. So you know that they pulled the game down and blah, blah, blah. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. So somebody's posting an iPhone on eBay for sale with Flappy Bird on it. Is this what you were going to bring up later?
No. There's a douche. I'll tell you. Douche of the Week has to do a little bit with this kind of stuff.
Okay.
So we'll leave it up to that later. But tell me this, because I haven't heard this.
Okay. Somebody put an iPhone on eBay with the Flappy Bird app on it for $90,000.
$90,000.
Yeah, and it's such a ridiculous number. And my wife said, she's like, I'm not sure if this is real, but this is what is on Facebook now. This is what's in the news now. And I looked it up. Sure as shit, it's real. Like, somebody, and it's such a ridiculous number. Like, you think it's fake, but no, somebody's trying to sell an iPhone with the Flappy Bird app for 90 grand.
That's fucking ridiculous. What is the matter with the world, man? I don't understand what the fuck is happening with society that somebody actually thinks it's okay to put a fucking phone with a stupid fucking game on there. $90,000.
Yeah.
What an asshole. Did you hear why the guy took the game down?
Yeah, he couldn't handle all the attention he was getting, and he couldn't respond to anybody, and he seemed like a real anxious kind of guy that couldn't really handle the pressure, yeah.
That's crazy, man. He pulls out the everybody's looking for that next big idea. He pulls it out and he's like, "Oh, I don't fucking want it anymore."
Right. These
people are fucking crazy. I'm not dealing with this shit.
Right.
That's crazy.
It's nuts to me how, I mean, I don't know that I would like to be in the limelight, like in that aspect, because you have to deal with the good and the bad. You know, you have to constantly reinvent yourself and all that kind of stuff. But, dude, sell the game. Like, sell it to Angry Birds people or the Candy Crush people. Like, let them just deal with it. You just take a check.
Isn't it crazy that game, I knew nothing about it until I saw like a little article about the guy pulling it down.
Yeah.
It's the most simplest fucking idea around.
Yeah.
You just keep tapping the screen to make the bird go in and out of these pipes and so it doesn't hit anything.
Right.
And, I mean, you're just going to throw that away? I would definitely sell it to somebody. Somebody would definitely pick up the rights to that, hands down.
Hell yeah.
Unreal. You know what? Fuck it. Since we opened up the can of worms, let's jump into Douche of the Week.
All right.
This week's Douche of the Week, Facebook gamers.
Yeah.
I hate these sons of bitches, man.
Yeah.
They're always all over your Facebook feed begging you for lives and coins and come join my gang. Come do fucking crops on my farm.
Yeah.
This and that. And I like... They wear all these fucking things like Badge of Honors, like Candy Crush. Candy Crush consumed America and I'm sure other parts of the world for how fucking long?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm stuck on this level. I can't get past this. Oh, I'm at level 347. It only took 3 years to get there. Oh my God. Like, I hate all these things. Farmville, Farm Town, Candy Crush, Mafia Wars.
Yeah.
Fucking people, get a fucking life. What is the matter with you? Where are you getting all this time? You can play 9 hours of Candy Crush.
Right.
I don't get it.
No, I don't understand how people invest that much time. I will say this. I do play games.
Yes, I know, because I keep seeing your fucking feed pop up in my feed. Like, oh, Jim just connected two jellies.
Right. Okay.
What the fuck is this?
Right. And I can't stand that because I just want to play the game and not bother anybody. Like, what happened to just being able to play the game?
Right.
Right. Like, if I could just play a game and my wife gets me hooked on all these fucking stupid games. Right? Like, every night I'm sitting there with dessert or in the morning with breakfast. And I'm yelling at Candy Crush because the game fucking cheats. The game cheats. And I yell at my phone at this stupid game. And I feel like a faggot playing it because it's so girly. But I can't stop. And I don't want to bother. I don't even want people to know that I'm playing the game.
You hide it in shame.
Right. Like, I'm a closeted fag game player. I hate it. But I can't stop. It's like a drug. Like, I just can't stop playing these stupid-ass girly games where this little noodle girl has to save all these bullshit princes and what. Like, I can't stop. One thing I've never really gotten into was... The Farmville, the Mafia, like all those games were like you have to ask your friends in order to move on. Like if I start playing one of those games, I immediately stop once they say, "Oh, invite five friends and we'll unlock this for you." It's like no bullshit. No. Just let me play the fucking game.
I'm already dealing with enough shame of watching Princess Diaries. I'm not gonna fucking bring more.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, sir. I'm really thinking that you're a woman. I mean, you got the whole Candy Crush thing. You got all these games you have to play in, like, the dark and, you know, in the closet. And then you got you can't eat anything spicy. You're afraid of scary movies. You don't like zombies. You watch Princess Diaries.
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
I won't ever get a tattoo. That's another one.
Oh, my God, really? Never get a tattoo?
I will never get one.
Why?
Because the needle is scary to me.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. Are you fucking serious?
Like, whenever I think about, like, I might get a tattoo, I'm like, oh, yeah, that'd be really cool. I'm like, oh, but that needle, I don't know. It's going to hurt. Like, I can't.
I mean, are you and your wife on the same cycle? Because, I mean, you're this close to being a woman. This is horrible. Oh my god, dude! It does. Tattoos don't even hurt. Like I've got two tattoos, and I'm telling you, it just felt like I wanted to scratch my arm. That was it. It felt like my arm was itchy when I got my tattoos.
Yeah,
didn't hurt at all.
I can't.
The fucking needle, dude.
I can't do it.
The needle's so small, you barely even see it.
I can't do it. And I don't. It's not the size of the needle. It's the idea that it's poking you like 10,000 times. So it's like I'm just picturing myself being at the doctor, and the doctor is going, "You need to and just like stabbing me three times with a needle."
I'll tell you what, man. That sounds like the average night at my house. Baby, you need this in you. Just take it. Just take it a couple times.
But yeah, I can't do tattoos, spicy shit. I barely watch sports now.
Oh my god!
I know,
Jim.
I know.
What the fuck happened to you?
I don't know.
I mean, what the fuck? What kind of a car do you drive? I knew it. It's something fucking embarrassing. What kind of a car do you drive?
All right, we're down to one car in my household.
Okay.
Because my wife works from home, so there's, you know, a Dodge minivan.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Is it like Mary Kay Pink?
No, no, it's black. It's black.
Okay, it's black. Not too bad.
Yeah.
I can deal with black,
mm-hmm.
but it's still a fucking Dodge minivan.
Yeah, it's a minivan.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm rocking a fucking Toyota Yaris, so it's not any better. But
yeah.
At least it's great on gas mileage. I don't look like a homo driving a minivan. Just
yeah. I drive a minivan.
Oh, sir.
Yeah.
Please don't tell me it's a personalized license plate.
No, it's not. No, no.
Oh, thank God.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah. That's drawing the
that's,
line.
That's where the line is. Drawing the line. Yes. Yes. Yes.
On this line, I still have my penis. Over this line, I'm rocking personalized license plates. Oh, yeah, shit. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What else you got? You got anything else for us tonight? Hey, did we talk about the website yet?
No, we didn't.
Let's talk about the website.
All right.
I am extremely proud of that bad boy, man.
Yeah.
Jim and I, we were able to buy our domain. It's www.AmericanFatAssPodcast.com. We put a website together. It looks really nice. It's got our logo on it front and center. It's got all of our episodes, and we'll have all of our episodes on there as well. It also has a link on how to get us on every media that we're on, TuneIn, Stitcher, iTunes, JSON Modcast. Everything is on there. You can find the links for it. We also have what we're now calling our fat ass clips, are the videos that Jim has been doing with our podcast, you know, the little clips on it, which, by the way, are fucking hysterical. If you have not seen them, you must watch them. Although, I'm not going to lie, I was slightly offended on the last one you put up, because the second you talk about me, this little fat Asian guy with tits pops up. I'm just like, what the fuck is this?
When I found that picture, I'm like, oh, that's perfect.
I was like, one, this motherfucker's Asian. Two, even though he's 8 years old, his tits are way bigger than mine. Three, he looks like he's either wearing a tank top or a crazy fucking wrestling uniform. And the worst part is you had that little fat fucker pop up like six times.
I know. Anytime I could use it, I threw him in there. It was great.
Oh my god, you son of a bitch. I was like, oh, fuck you, payback's coming, man. Pay back. But no, seriously, man, those videos are awesome. So if you're on the fence about hearing us, you know, don't want to spend an hour listening to us, you got to check out these clips. What are they, about 5-6 minutes long?
Is yeah, between 5 and 7 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, they are hysterical. You'll absolutely love them. It'll give you an idea of what we're about, and the pictures thrown in there, even though they're kind of, you know, offensive to me, they're fantastic. So please check out those. You know, you'll find them on our page called Fat Ass Clips, so definitely check those out.
Yep.
You know what? Why don't you tell them about Stitcher? I'm really proud of that as well. Tell them about the stats on there.
Yeah, Stitcher. So last week on Stitcher, we were ranked 11,207, which was alarming to me a little bit, but we're still new, so whatever. We've got to start at the bottom and work our way up. But in 1 week, we cleared 6,519 spots. So we jumped over half into the top 5,000 podcasts on Stitcher. We're now in we're like 4420 or something like that. So if we keep making big jumps like that, you can expect some pretty big things from our show. So
absolutely. Really awesome. And I mean, I thought about it. Like, at first glance, like, okay, wow, they're 4,000. That's nothing major. But when you think about it, how many fucking podcasts are out there? Obviously, there's more than 11,000 podcasts because we were at 11,000.
Yep.
So, I mean, when you look at the grand scheme of it, I'm very, very proud to be at where we are, you know, 4,500 or whatever the case is. That's amazing to me. And we owe it to our listeners, the people out there who are listening, who are adding us to their playlist, who are downloading. We thank you all. I mean, you guys have... Granted, we do this for ourselves because we have tons of fun doing it and something we're both interested in. But if nobody listens to it, it doesn't go any further. So thank you all for giving us a listen.
Yeah, it's really it's a redeeming factor that somebody out there has listened to us enough, or you know, a group of people have listened to us enough to make that big of a jump in a week, and it really makes me feel good. It makes me feel good about what I'm doing. If you do listen to us and we are on your Stitcher playlist, go ahead and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, get involved with the show. I mean, we're going to try and make this as interactive of a show with our fans as we can. So
absolutely. And that's what I'm aiming for. Like I said, Jim and I can sit here and talk to each other all day long, and we will continue to talk to each other all day long.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things that we really want to do is to have other people interact with us and have fun with it. You know, we have the segment that we're coming up to in a couple minutes here, Good to Be Fat. I mean, I love that segment. We've had people join in and help us out with it.
Yeah.
I want to get more, you know. It's funny. I've had quite a few people tell me that they've listened to the podcast the last couple episodes, and they say that they find themselves wanting to share and, like, join in on the conversation. You guys can. Send us an email, hit us on Twitter, hit us on Facebook, whatever you want to do. You know, Send us a review on Stitcher, iTunes. We'll comment back. We'll put it on the podcast. We're here to interact with you guys. Trust me, we're not all big and famous yet. Probably not going to be all big and famous, but we're here. We're very accessible. We want to have you a part of the show.
Yeah, I mean, that Good to Be Fat segment really is for them. It's not for us. You know, we can sit here and come up with good reasons to be fat all day long. It's not, you know, it's not hard to do, but we really felt like we wanted a segment where people can interact with the show. And so we figured, you know, what better topic than talk about why it's good to be fat. So, you know, we've got that topic for you to interact with us. So by all means, do it.
All right. Speaking of which, sir, I've got three good to be fat reasons. You were you able to pull any this week?
I've got two myself. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Let's set it up. The first one I got here. You don't have to spend hours shopping for clothes because there's only three things in that whole store that are going to fucking fit you anyway.
If you're lucky.
If you're fucking lucky, man, there's nothing that fits.
If I go to Target, the only thing I can get is underwear, socks, and hats.
You're lucky. The only thing I'm walking out of there was maybe socks. Maybe socks. Oh, it drives me fucking crazy. Yeah. You know, it's even in my closet. I go into my closet, I wear like the same three things everywhere I go because it's there, it's accessible, it's the first thing I grab, mm-hmm. and I'm like, well, I know it fits because I wore it a week ago, so we're all good to go.
Right.
Let's see, what else do I got here? I got, You're never expected to look neat and clean. Everyone expects fat people to look like slobs. So you never have to worry about trying to dress up to impress anybody because nobody's going to care what you look like anyway. We talked about that earlier where you're even if you're in a room with other fat people who look just as bad as you, you're going to nitpick everything they do. So fucking stop trying.
Right, right. Dude, I don't. You can't see it on the cam, but I've got a nice stain. Let's see if I can get it. Right there. You see?
I do see it. Very nice stain.
That's nachos. Tonight's dinner.
You know what the best part is? It didn't leave a stain, but when I came into the office today to start doing the podcast, right before I came in here, I had scoffed down a bowl of pasta and some veggies and chicken.
Yeah.
And as I got in here, I sat down and I immediately noticed that I had a pea stuck to my shirt.
Nice.
And what did I do with that pea? I took it off and threw it right in my fucking mouth.
Exactly.
That goddamn thing.
Exactly.
I'm not going to waste food.
No, it's a snack.
Guys don't waste food.
No, no.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, man.
All right, what else do I got here? I've got, okay. You can save tons of money shopping for food because fattening foods are way cheaper than healthier shit.
Absolutely. 100%.
Absolutely. You want to know why everybody's fat? I can go out and buy like fucking 14 double cheeseburgers for the price of a watermelon.
Yeah. It's insane. I don't know how companies get away with it, but dude, I could buy a box of Oreo cookies for the same price as like three apples. It's nuts.
It's sad. It's completely sad.
Right.
They're always pushing, oh, eat healthier, eat healthier. Motherfucker, pay me more because I can't afford the healthy shit.
Right, right.
Nuts. Oh, my God, man. Nuts. You're running low on cash. Are you going to go out to, you know, this really nice restaurant where you can get like a nice 4-course meal, but it's all like little tiny servings. Everything is cooked, you know, fat-free and this and that.
Yeah.
That's going to probably cost you like $85 for two people. Or are you going to run the Mickey D's and grab a fucking dollar menu cheeseburger and a drink for, you know, 50 cents? I mean, come on. It's not fucking brain surgery here.
Nope.
They jack up the price on all healthy foods, and it makes it impossible to be able to go out and spend a reasonable amount of money on food that is going to keep you healthy.
Right. If healthier foods were cheaper, I would probably eat healthier foods.
You know what? I agree. And, you know, we talked about this last week about, like, you know, the stigma of, you know, fat people eating healthy food. You know, people look at them like, why are you even trying to do that?
Yeah.
I love fucking salads and, you know, healthier foods and lots of fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
It's just always so fucking expensive anymore.
Right.
You can't keep up with it.
Right. Right. So you've got to have that, you know, bag of Doritos because you could only afford to eat like a half a salad, like the half serving a salad. So you got to buy the bag of Doritos to fill up your belly.
Thank you.
It's just ridiculous.
And nothing goes good with salad but Doritos.
Yeah, Doritos and milkshakes. You know, you got to wash that salad down with something. It might as well be a milkshake, right?
You know what's sad is... So, like I said, I came home and I ate a little bowl of pasta with some vegetables and chicken and whatnot. A decently healthy meal. Obviously, pasta's not that healthy, and it had a little Parm cheese on or whatever.
Right.
But what I had to drink with it was a fucking Yoo-Hoo. So I've got this bowl of food that is mildly healthy. It's definitely not fast food or anything, but then I washed out with a fucking Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah, well.
Like, come on.
You fucked yourself there.
I fucked myself.
Yeah.
All right. What reasons you got, buddy?
All right. So it's good to be fat because when you go out to dinner with friends, your recommendation is usually where you go.
Right. Okay.
Because
everybody trusts a fat guy.
Right. Yeah. You're fat. So obviously you know where to eat. It's great.
I mean, for me, it's usually going to be like somewhere where I can get the most amount of food for as little money as possible.
Right. It's usually a buffet.
I want to be able to go out and spend like $10 and walk away with like fucking $50 worth of food.
Yeah.
It has to be covered in cheese. Whatever it is, it has to be covered in cheese.
Oh, that's great.
I love cheese.
All right.
So what else you got?
All right. Next one came from my wife. And when she said it, I cracked up because my wife is not remotely big. She's 5'3", right. Like 120 pounds. She's a stick. But all right, her good reason to be fat is because it's implied that you get the big slice of pizza.
Fucking right. Dude, not only is it implied, if you reach that big slice pizza, I'm going to punch you in the fucking mouth.
Right.
that fucking right. slice is mine.
Or like if you get KFC, there's always like one mammoth piece of chicken and then the rest of these little fucking wings. Right. The fat guy always gets the big piece of chicken.
Absolutely. The fucking fat guy always gets the big piece of chicken, always gets the big slice pizza. You know what's always funny is where'd I go? My wife and I went to this place called Tijuana Flats the other day for lunch.
Yeah.
And I love this place. It's like a little taco place kind of thing. And one of the things we ordered came with chips, like little tortilla chips and everything. So I'm snacking on these chips, going to town on them. And this waitress walks over as there's about three chips left on the plate. And she goes, reach for it. And she goes, are you done with that? I'm like, motherfucker, I'm a fat guy. I never leave food on the plate.
Right.
All right? Fucking put my chips down, motherfucker.
Right.
Like, who the fuck does that? Like, seriously? It's like saying, hey, man, are you going to finish that sandwich? Did I get this big by not finishing my sandwich? Right. Trust me, I'm going to finish the fucking sandwich.
Right. But what pisses me off about Waitstaff, and this happens to me virtually every time we go out to eat, is if I get a Coke, right? And since I've switched to diet, but if I get a Coke, whenever they come back for the refill, they grab my cup and they go, diet? I'm like, no! No, Coke. Like, I ordered regular because it tastes better. Like, like don't just because I'm fat, don't imply that I have to drink diet sodas.
It's fucked up.
Right, it is.
Oh my god. It's funny. I've gotten way past this now, but I used to feel weird about asking for like extra stuff at a restaurant. Like we used to go to Outback all the time before the one we started going to got really shitty in quality.
Mm-hmm.
And Tina loves the Aussie cheese fries. Have you ever been there?
I've been there once.
Okay. Aussie cheese fries are basically just French fries, and they're think like potato skins but French fries. It's French fries and they have cheese and bacon and things like that.
Yeah.
Like, fucking delicious. Like when we first started going there, I'd always feel weird asking for like an extra thing of ranch to dip it in. Because they bring you like this little fucking tiny little cup of ranch. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But now I'm just like, I don't fucking care. I want extra ranch and don't bring me a little cup. Bring me a fucking bowl of that shit.
Right.
I was like, fucking bring it all out. Fucking bring it out and just in a bucket and dump it all over me. I don't care. I want the fucking ranch.
That bugs me how, like, when you go to McDonald's and you get a 20-piece, you only get two sauces. Like, come on.
Let me ask something. You bring that up. Are they fucking complete, like, barbecue sauce Nazis at your fucking McDonald's up there?
How do you
like,
mean?
Whenever we go through a drive-thru like McDonald's, Tina always gets the Big Mac. But she loves to get, like, a barbecue sauce. This way she can put on the Big Mac, use it for her fries, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times we've gone to the window and said, hey, can we get a barbecue sauce? And they fucking look at you like you're some kind of fucking jerk-off. And I've actually had the restaurant tell us that we have to pay for the barbecue sauce, like 10 cents a barbecue sauce.
Yep. Yep.
That's fucking ridiculous. Just give me a fucking barbecue sauce, man.
Yep. Yeah, well, I used to work at McDonald's. And, yeah, that was a thing. If you ordered a 4 or 6 piece nugget, you get one sauce. You order a 9 piece or now a 10 piece, you get two. You get a 20 piece, you get three. That's it.
Like, that's bullshit.
Yeah, it is. It is bullshit.
I mean, fuck, man. Like, seriously, I'm getting fucking worked up now. This pisses me off because what do they expect? You're just going to dip the edge of the nugget into the sauce and eat the fucking whole nugget? No. You dip it in halfway fucking up the nugget. You eat that half, and then you go back in. You dip the other half up to the fucking edge of your fingers. You eat that fucking nugget.
Yep.
You need way more sauce. I can go through a little container of barbecue sauce with two fucking nuggets.
Right. Right.
Fucking bullshit. You're going to charge me 10 fucking cents? I'll never forget that. I got so irritated that I went back into the actual restaurant with like $2 and said, give me 20 of them. It's so ridiculous.
Just stockpile them.
Seriously. You know what? Take one of your fucking supersized cups of fucking soda over there, empty it out, fill that whole fucker with barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous that they're so fucking stingy with their goddamn barbecue sauce. And no other restaurants like that. If you go to Burger King, you'd be like, okay, I want like fucking four. Okay, you know, prime example. I met Tiana for lunch the other day, and we ran to a Burger King real quick. Mm-hmm. We asked for one zesty sauce and one barbecue sauce. They gave us like two of each.
Okay,
and it's like no other restaurant is like pricks about like their sauces. Fucking McDonald's, fucking Nazis, man. I can't stand them.
I went to a Wendy's, this is a while ago, me and the wife and kids went, and, you know, they got the pumps in the lobby there. You pump out your ketchup into a cup. They put a sign up that said two cups max on their
cups.
Yeah.
How big are the cups? Are you talking like the little 1 ounce souffle kind of cups?
Yeah.
Fucking pricks. Yeah.
Two cups max.
You come over here, I'll fucking give you two pumps of my cock and shoot something in your eye, you fucking bitch. That would start an argument.
It almost did. I mean, luckily there was five of us, and at that time, you know, Kyler was like one, so he wasn't. So I'm like, two cups a person, right? Like,
such but yeah, bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's to the point where I just want to, like, fucking start bringing my own, like, fucking jar of, you know, barbecue sauce with me nowadays. It's right. Just show up at the drive-thru. You need ketchup? No, I got my own, thank you. And that's the other thing. Those fuckers will fill up my entire bag with fucking ketchup packets, but let me ask for that barbecue sauce, and I get fucking shunned down. Like, no, you can't have that shit.
You know, it's
nice, man.
When's the last time you got Wendy's?
It's been a little while. I would say maybe 4 months ago, something like that.
Oh, wow.
It's been a little while.
Wow. You ever notice how much ice they put in your cup?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yes.
I take two sips and my drink is gone.
You know what's sad is, like, I feel like I'm turning into, like, the weird old people that I used to hate growing up. Like anywhere I go, like fast food wise, Burger King, Wendy's, McDonald's, the big three, I always have to tell them no salt on my fries now.
Yeah.
Because they load that shit up with salt.
Yeah.
Like it's bad. Like I love salt. I can eat salt all the time, but they load it up with salt. So now I'm constantly telling them like no salt on fries. And now it's getting to the point where I almost want to tell them, you know, no ice in the soda. Because you're right, they add a lot of fucking ice to
it. It's crazy. I mean, two sips and you're out. And you pay $2 for it and you don't get it. I mean, I'm chewing ice the whole day long because my soda's out. Just,
right.
It's bullshit.
So they fuck you on the barbecue sauce. They fuck you on the ice. They load up everything with salt. And yet it's still cheap, so I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
Fucking horrible world we live in.
Like they fuck you over so bad, but because you're fat you keep going back.
Like, thank you. It's the truth of it.
Oh my god,
they're probably in the fucking back be like, no, charge him 20 cents, you know he's gonna take it anyway, keep right. Charging him higher. Fucking price gouging the fat people.
Oh, man.
It's supply and demand. Like, we know your fat ass wants it. You're going to pay for it, motherfucker.
That's
fucking nonsense. Oh, man. All right, man. We're already past an hour. Let's wrap this one up.
All right. So, again, American Fat Ass Podcast. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/ American Fat Ass Podcast. On Twitter, @ Fat Ass Podcast. Send us your good reasons to be fat, # good to be fat. Now you can find us on our website, AmericanFatAssPodcast.com. That's got all the places you can find us online, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, CastRoller, Spreaker. And a bunch more. If you don't know how to use Twitter, you can even go to AmericanFatAssPodcast.com. We've got good to be fat hashtagged and linked. So you can just click on that and it'll take you straight to that hashtag. You can read what everybody else is doing. And this has been a good show and we look forward to the next one. And until then, enjoy your day and we are out.